Magic Light Pictures presents In animation, a greeny-brown cloud-covered planet with a rocky moon. Adjua Ando, Bill Bailey, Rob Brydon, Daniel Ezra. A glowing orange firefly-like creature buzzes low over the strange animals and plants of the alien world. Sally Hawkins, Ashna Rabiru, Mira Sayal. The shining bug is snapped up by a meat-eating plant that resembles a Venus flytrap. The Smeds and the Smooze. Beneath several moons hanging in the sky, a family of Smeds, bright-eyed, red-coloured aliens with hooter-like noses and duck-like feet, arrive at the edge of a green lake for a picnic. A youngster tries and fails to get a noise out of a musical pipe they're holding. They pass it to a grey-bearded Smed, who blows a flying bug out of it.
By a lubular lake on a far-off planet, there lived a young Smed, and her name was Janet.
Janet's family cavort in the water while she plays her pipe, standing on a rock in the lake. The grey-bearded Smed's about to do some fishing with a rod, but is startled by a noise. A blue alien with a long tail and antennae just like the Smed's is blowing on a horn.
Not far away, on a humpty hill, there lived a young Smoo by the name of Bill.
Bill wears pointy shoes like all the other Smoos. He enjoys a cuppa with his bespectacled grandmother, while some more Smoo youngsters play a ball game, bounding in and out of underground tunnels and whacking the ball with their tails. One young Smoo tries to catch the ball but misses, and it bounces over a narrow border, a long line of small coloured rocks, into the Smed's territory. The Smoos crash into the line of rocks, disturbing them, as the grey-bearded Smed gets struck in the face by the ball, which then bounces into the lake next to Janet. As she watches the ball floating away, the young Smoos are alarmed to see the bearded Smed looking at them angrily. More Smeds hurry over, and along with the Smoos, they all hurriedly work to rebuild the line of red and blue rocks that forms the boundary between the Smeds' land and the Smoos. With both Smeds and Smoos satisfied that the marker's properly back in its place, they all head off to their respective sides.
Janet, like all the Smeds, was red. And this is what her grandfather said.
Never, never play with the
Smoos.
They sleep in holes. They wear strange shoes. They jump about like
kangaroos.
Never, never play with the Smoos.
Some of the Smoo family are watching them.
Bill, like the other Smoos, was blue. And these were the words of Grandmother Smoo.
Never, never play with the Smeds. They have strange hair upon their heads. They sleep in funny things called beds. Never,
never,
never
play
with the Smeds.
Janet's been holding the ball, but she now drops before walking away with her grandfather. Bill's family hop off, leaving him looking at the ball on the other side of the border.
The Smeds on their lake liked nothing better than splashing about, getting wetter and wetter. But Janet grew bored of this watery play.
She sees a forest beyond the border.
And that was the reason she tiptoed away. The Smoos jumped about on their humpty hill. They bounced up and down it and never stood still. But Bill was beginning to think,
this is boring.
Bill hops to the edge of the border, and he too looks at the forest beyond.
And that was the reason he set off exploring.
Bill hops through the forest, taking in the tall trees with their purple trunks. He bounds past some of the meat-eating plants and stops to sniff at some round, furry berries. Hearing the music, he peers beyond the berries and sees it's coming from a little hide that's built against a tree stump. Bill looks inside it and frightens Janet, who's been playing her pipe there. She jumps up and demolishes the hide. The two of them regard each other, and immediately their expressions become cross. They glare angrily at one another. Then they wearily circle around each other, growling and ready for a fight. But when they step close together, their antennae touch and a spark passes between them, zapping them. They both flop to the ground.
Janet met Bill in the Wurpula Wood, where the truckles grew tall and the glompons smelled good.
More electrical zaps make them laugh.
The two rubbed antennae and played all day long.
I told you a story. You sing me a song. Then they climbed to the top of a gerberry coot and nibbled its juicy and jellyful fruit.
Janet laughs when Bill accidentally squirts jelly juice all over his face. Once night has fallen, they sit side by side on a branch, looking up at the stars.
Till who should disturb them but Grandfather Smed, shaking his fist as he angrily said,
"Never, never play with a Smoo! That's such a nasty shade of blue. For the 100th time, I say to you, never, never play with a Smoo!"
Bill's fallen from the tree.
Grandmother Smoo was close behind. And this is how she spoke her mind.
Oh, never, never play with a Smed. They're such a dreadful shade of red. I'll say again what I've always said. Never, never play with a Smed.
Bill and Janet are taken off to their own families.
Years went by on the far-off planet. Janet missed Bill. And Bill missed Janet. So off they crept, whenever they could, to sing and play in the Wurpula Wood.
Having met amongst the trees, Janet produces her pipe and Bill shakes a pair of maracas. They chase one another, read a book together, and share a bottle of pink milk. Bill covers his eyes while Janet draws a love heart on a tree stump with their initials inside. They touch noses affectionately. Next, Janet's carrying a table into a forest clearing while Bill decorates, using vines and flowers for bunting. They make a big pot of green stew and put out a loaf of brown bread, bottles of pink milk, and a tray with a teapot and cups on it. The clearing's now ready for a party. The Smoo and Smed families arrive and are shocked to see Bill and Janet holding hands.
Hello, everyone.
We've decided to wed.
The grandparents are aghast and angry.
But what do you think their grandparents said?
Never, never marry a Smoo! They're a beastly bunch. They're a crazy crew. They drink black tea. Ooh. They eat green stew.
Oh,
never, never marry a smoo.
Never, never marry a smed. My dearest child, are you off your head? They drink pink milk. They eat brown bread.
The bottles are smashed.
Never, never marry a smed.
Both Bill and Janet look sad. Janet wanders away, and the grandparents glare at one another. The smeds and smoos walk off in opposite directions. Now it's nighttime, and Janet and Bill meet each other at the border.
Janet and Bill stole out that night, while their family slept and the squoon shone bright. They clambered up to the smed's red rocket.
They hesitate at the door to the rocket. Then Bill leans on it and topples through it.
Grandfather Smed has forgotten to lock it.
Bill pressed the button. And Janet steered.
The next day, Grandfather Smed discovers that the rocket is gone.
When their families woke, they had both disappeared.
Huh?
The Smeds said,
"Your Bill must have stolen our Janet
and taken her off to a distant planet."
The Smoo said,
"It's Janet who's stolen our Bill
and lured him away from the Humpelty Hill."
A Smoo blows a horn, then points at a Smoo rocket. Soon, the Smoos are climbing on board.
The Smoos climbed into their rocket of blue.
Grandmother Smoos shocked to see the Smeds have arrived with lots of luggage.
But what about us?
She scowls as she thinks.
You had better come too.
So the Smeds get on board the rocket with the Smoos. Grandmother Smoos in the driver's seat. She turns on a screen and focuses on a distant planet, then places a picture of her and Bill on the wall next to her. Grandfather Smed goes to get into the co-pilot seat next to her, but she puts her back down on it. He goes back to sit with the others, and the rocket takes off, leaving a long trail of smoke behind it. Grandfather Smed desperately clings to a handhold as the rocket accelerates, but then he finds that he's floating. He sees Grandmother Smoo with an evil grin, and she pushes the rocket's throttle forward, causing Grandfather Smed to be hurled back into a pile of luggage.
Suspicious and scowling, they soared into space.
Approaching a ringed planet, Grandmother Smed pulls the handbrake.
Till they reached planet Vumjum. A dry, dusty place.
Opening the rocket door, Grandmother Smoo steps out, coughing, as a cloud of dust settles. Grandfather Smed joins her, and they see some green, long-armed, three-eyed aliens approaching.
The Vums had long arms which they waved in the air. But they didn't have news of the runaway pair.
Grandfather Smed gives the Vuns a grateful thumbs up, but they seem to take offense at this, and they chase the newcomers back to their rocket, throwing stones at them. Back on the ship, Grandmother Smoo glowers at Grandfather Smed. Now they're on a flowery planet.
The next stop was Lurgelstrop, covered in roses.
The air makes Grandmother Smoo sneeze, and some smeds are surprised by a large alien with a watering can.
Watered by beasts with small eyes and long noses.
Grandfather Smed asks the alien a question, but it shakes its head and offers him a rose. He takes it and has a sniff. Then Grandmother Smoo tries to usher him away. Then she sees the long-nosed aliens offering her a rose too. She takes it, but then sneezes, and lots of petals fly into the air. Now the rocket's in flight again, and Grandmother Smoo's using a pencil to cross off planets on a space map. As she and another Smoo ponder where to go next, Grandfather Smed pops his head past a curtain. Seeing Grandmother Smoo's scowl, he quickly retreats.
They touch down on Grimbletosh, coated in grime.
An armadillo-like creature shakes his head when questioned.
They searched Planet Glurch, but found nothing but slime.
When a green slime blob can't help them, Grandfather Smed sits down in the shallow ocean of slime they've landed in, and he begins to cry. Grandmother Smoo gently pokes him with her walking stick. But this just makes Grandfather Smed sink deeper into the goo. A Smed sounds the alarm, and both the Smeds and the Smoos hurry to help Grandmother Smoo extract Grandfather Smed from the slime. They all heave together, and Grandfather Smed pops right out. Then they see the rocket sinking into the green slime ocean. They all hurry back and manage to climb aboard just before it disappears beneath the surface. Then the rocket's engine blasts it out of the slime and up into space again. Both Smoos and Smeds lie in a tangled heap amongst the luggage. A young Smoo gives his space lizard pet a cuddle. The rocket travels on through the cosmos, passing an asteroid field. Grandfather Smed's holding Janet's pipe, and he plays it. As both the Smeds and the Smoos on board listen, Grandmother Smoo, who's in the driving seat, glances sadly at the picture of Bill. She holds a teacup out to a Smoo for a refill.
I'm sorry to tell you, we've run out of tea.
She looks despairing. Grandfather Smed whispers something to a young Smed, who then carries a bottle of pink milk over to the Smoos.
Have some of our milk.
Oh? It's as pink as can be.
Frowning, Grandmother Smoo tries some of the milk, sucking it through a straw. Both the Smoos and the Smeds watch in wonder. When she's finished drinking, Grandmother Smoo quietly reaches over and removes her bag from the co-pilot's seat next to her. Then she has some more of the pink milk. Grandfather Smed floats towards her, then takes a seat next to her, buckling himself in.
What?
The space map floats towards him, and he opens it up to have a look. He blows the long, straggly hair out of his eyes.
Then Grandfather Smed said,
"My hair needs a trim."
And Grandmother Smoo kindly cut it for him. They landed on Skloop, where the Skloopies wore kilts.
One Skloopie has their kilt blown off in a strong wind.
They flew to Kaboo, where the Clabs walked on stilts.
One crab yaks to another. Then they both shake their heads. The Smooze and the Smeds have been standing on one another's shoulders, and now they all fall down. Back on the rocket, and the planets on the space map have all been crossed off.
We've searched all year long.
And we'll search longer still.
A young Smed finds one little planet that hasn't been crossed off the map yet. Soon the rocket has landed on the cratered little world, and the Smooze and Smeds set off to explore. Grandmother Smooze walking with Grandfather Smed, but there's not much to see on the grey and rocky planet. They climb up to the rim of a large crater. Hearing the laughter, they hurry down into the crater and cross it to the other side. When they climb up the opposite rim, they look beyond and discover they've just circled back to their own rocket, and the laughter was just a young Smoo playing with a young Smed.
We didn't find Janet.
We didn't find Bill. Alas,
said the Smooze, and the Smed said,
Alack.
Grandmother Smoo looks sad, and Grandfather Smed steps over the border that the youngsters have made from small rocks. He goes to stand with Grandmother Smoo, who's now looking up at the black blanket of the sky. Deep sorrow is etched on both their faces.
We have failed in our quest.
We had better turn back.
Slowly, they turn towards the rocket again, and Grandfather Smed offers Grandmother Smoo his arm. She takes it.
So they turned and flew home to their very own planet.
There's an air of great sadness on board the rocket as a Smoo tries to comfort one of the youngsters. The rocket flies back towards the home planet and disappears into the clouds that surround it. Grandfather Smed spots something out of the window.
Huh?
And far down below them, they saw
Bill and Janet!
Grandmother Smoo pulls the handbrake and the rocket lands.
The rocket touched down and they ran to the wood, where the trockles grew tall and the glompoms smelled good. And there, in a glade, by the rocket of red, were the runaway Smoo and the runaway Smed.
We got lost and flew home again, only to find that all of you others had left us behind.
Grandfather Smed and Grandmother Smoo look at one another sadly. Then Janet runs to her grandfather and hugs him tightly. The delighted Bill lifts up his grandmother.
There was joy, jam and jumping. Then Janet said,
Maybe you'd like to make friends with our dear little baby.
A baby?
A red one? A blue one?
But no.
The grandparents look down at the baby in its cot.
That baby was purple, from head to toe. They all hugged the Smoo Smed.
Our new baby brother!
And Grandpa and Gran even hugged one another.
Their antennae touch. And there's a spark.
They laughed and they splashed and they danced with delight and they played with that baby from morning till night.
We've made him a rattle.
We've made him a flute.
Let's feed him the fruit of the Jarberry Coot.
And they sang by the light of the silvery squoon.
And you can sing too.
If you make up a tune.
Play with the smeds.
And play with the smooze.
Play with whichever friends you choose.
Then close your eyes, and while you snooze,
dream of the smeds.
And dream of the smooze.
High above the happy family scene, a rocky moon and a scattering of stars.